This is Conversations with My Dummy, and I'm your host, Steve, Mr. Charney. But I think we're close enough, you can call me Steve, you know? Yeah, sure. And we'll be hearing from Christine Lavin today, singing a song about her glasses. As usual, it'll be funny and poignant. I certainly can relate. I'm also singing a song with Harry from 1893 called Gay Paris. I'll be talking more about that song later in the podcast. I wanted to ask you a question. Whatever happened to those three brothers of yours?
You mean Gary, Larry, and Barry?
Yeah, those are them. Last time they were on the show, if I remember, you all inherited $10,000 from your Uncle Schmo. I was just wondering, you know, how they're faring with it.
You know, it's funny, by the way, you should bring them up, because they're planning to show up here in a little while.
Really? To what do we owe this honor?
They pulled their money together and they bought a hat factory. They wanted me to come in on it.
Look, I told you, your $10,000 is safely ensconced in the bank. It's for your college fund.
In the meantime, they'll have turned their $10,000 into millions if this hat factory takes off, and I'll still be sitting here with my grubby $10,000.
And with a college education. Why are they coming here anyway?
For my advice.
You? You?
Hey, I'm the only one who's been working all these years. They assume since I actually have a job, you know, I could give them some pointers.
I don't know if you'd consider this a job, huh?
I'm also the oldest.
You are?
Yeah. Woodworker who made us made me first. I'm about a day older than the rest of them.
And that makes you wiser.
Seems so.
I don't see why they don't ask their ventriloquists for advice. That's what they're there for.
I told you they don't have ventriloquists. My brothers are loose cannons. Sure, they used to have ventriloquists, but they broke away.
So who makes them talk?
Well, that's the other reason why they're coming over. So you can work their controls for them and make them talk. Otherwise, it's going to be hard running the business without voices.
Oh, great. I've got enough trouble with you.
Oh, here they are now.
Hi, Harry.
We put the boxes.
We brought in some hats.
Whoa, that's some collection of hats you boys have there. Just put them down there.
We brought in samples of all of them.
We thought you could let you see them.
You can give us advice on which ones to sell.
Why don't you get on Steve's lap so he can work your controls? Then we can see what hats you brought in.
Good idea.
Yippee.
I've got his left leg.
Hang on for a sec.
Hey, watch it. I can't handle you all at once. I only have two hands.
Yeah, use your feet, Steve.
Okay. Hey, you've got your hand in my eye.
Sorry.
Was it me, Gary?
Look, everybody just settle down. I've got to get this foot up. Larry's back here. Stay still. Don't move. There we go.
That tickles.
Look, I'm going to practice working your controls and making this go smoothly. I have to work on making four voices talk at the same time, plus my own. That's hard to do.
Gary!
I want to do it!
Don't push!
Be careful. Christine Lavin is my guest. I'm your buddy, Steve Charney. Christine, it's so nice to have you as a guest.
Hi, Steve. Great to see you.
Yes. It's, well, I wish everyone else could see me, too.
You're amazingly handsome. It's hard for me to stay on the side of the studio.
Oh, shucks. Wait till you meet Harry.
I've heard stories.
People who know you call you Chris, right? So
mm-hmm.
Can I call you Chris?
Sure.
Good. Now, for people who may not know who you are a singer-songwriter. How long have you been working at it?
I don't know. It's a long time.
We're the same age. When's your birthday?
January 2nd. You missed it. You can't get me a present, but it is nice to give a belated present.
That's true. Well, I might.
When's your birthday?
April 21st.
Oh. Yeah,
so you're a bit older than me.
Well, you look a lot older, though.
You notice the grays, have you? The paunch.
No, I don't color my hair. I'm getting a little gray in my hair, too. But I think I want to be a good role model. It's okay to have gray hair.
It's okay, right. That's absolutely correct.
I hope you'll erase this.
Christine Lavin has written some wonderful songs, Cold Pizza for Breakfast. Just the titles are sometimes... I remember that one Mountain Stage, you did one about I Love You, how to respond to when people...
Oh, yeah, it's called One-Sided Love.
Yeah.
I've been collecting from people different responses to the phrase I love you, which is not I love you too, because lots of us have been in that awkward position where we've said it and it hasn't been reciprocal, and
right.
It's an interesting...
And I told you mine, because when I heard that song, I went, I have the perfect one. When people say I love you, if you don't want to say I love you back, say, hey, I heard a really funny song by Christine Lavin. It's called I Love You.
Yeah, great way to change the subject.
Exactly. Why don't you introduce the song for us and entertain?
This is a song that I never dreamed I would end up writing, but it is a reflection of my life at this point. Oh, no, I'm looking for my glasses again. I put them down, I turned around, and then I could not find them. Now I'm doing my best Patty Duke impression. Remember that movie, The Miracle Worker? Stumbling all over the place. What do I have to do to teach myself a lesson? Fall flat on my face. Oh no, I'm looking for my car keys again. I put them down, I turned around, and then I could not find them. I can't find them, 'cause I can't see, 'cause I can't find my glasses. Woe is me, I can't drive my car, I can't read, but I can order a pizza and watch TV. Oh no, where is that remote control? It's gotta be here. I saw it 5 minutes ago, but can I find it now? No. But the doorbell rings, it's the pizza guy. Good thing I don't need my glasses to eat pizza pie. He tells me it's $7. I say 1 minute, my purse has all my money in it. Oh no, now I'm looking for my purse. Just when things were getting better, they've taken a turn for the worse. This is a curse. I explain my situation, how I can't see. Why is the pizza man now laughing at me? I'm looking round the table and under the bed. Why is he pointing toward the top of my head? Oh, here they are. And what is that there on the floor? Yep, it's my purse. It's holding my car keys, and there's the remote control behind the door. Now I can eat pizza and watch the news. Chill out, lose these annoying blues. But first there's one phone call I need to return. Where's my funk? When will I learn? Oh no, I'm looking for my funk again.
Very, very nice.
Has that ever happened to you, Steve?
You know, I'm very fortunate. My eyes, I do have glasses, but they're very weak. Do you have strong glasses?
Yeah.
Can I see?
Sure. Uh-oh, where'd you go? Steve!
You can't find me. Whoa! Holy cannoli. No wonder you can't see anything.
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't have to do the show this way.
It's really one of the tough things. I travel so much, and if I'm wearing a sweater and I want to take the sweater off, I take my glasses off, I put them down, I take the sweater off, and then where are my glasses? And so many hotels have these print bedspreads that are like camouflage. My glasses just fit right into the pattern, and I spend the next couple hours just stumbling around, tripping over things, looking for the glasses. It's a nice hobby.
Do you have more than one pair?
Yeah.
Because that also is a problem, trying to find which glasses, you know, I don't. Except when I was a kid, I wanted glasses so badly because John Sebastian had them from the Love and Spoonful on
Do
the
you
cover.
Know, I've worked with him twice this past year. Talk about name dropping.
Hey! Okay, I can drop it. He was a guest on the show.
Was he? Isn't he a nice man?
Very sweet. He lives in Woodstock, where I live. We're friends. I'd say we're friends.
Oh, that's
we're friends,
great.
We're acquaintances.
Now you're friends.
Now I'm friends with you,
yes.
So too. See,
it's
I can drop
big,
your name.
Family. It's like a love-in.
Better not drop any more names. We might drop one on our foot. Thank you very much.
Oh, no, I'm looking for the doorknob again.
So Harry's three brothers, Barry, Larry, and Gary, have pooled the money they've inherited from their Uncle Schmo and bought a hat factory, and they've come in to show us some of the hats that they're going to be selling. They've designed these all themselves. Am I right?
That's you right! Said enough! We're geniuses!
By the way, I'm working all the controls at the same time, and I don't have to tell you, it's quite a task.
Yeah, but I always said you were a great ventriloquist, Steve.
Hey, man!
You can say that
right
again!
On!
Zippity-doo-dah!
Who said I was a great ventriloquist? Was that you, Harry?
Me?
No, I think it was Barry.
Me?
I think I said
it,
but
I'm
not sure.
That.
I'm sorry I asked. Maybe we can see some of these hats that you guys have designed.
We made this fireman's hat!
Take a look!
Larry, take it out of the box! Isn't that a beaut?
Oh, it looks lovely. Only it's made out of wood.
Isn't it beautiful?
You can't make a fireman's hat out of wood. He's fighting fires.
Whoops!
Oh, you're right. Harry, what do you think?
I think you're right.
I think the boss is right on this one.
Well, it's back to the drawing board.
Here's one.
A beret!
A beret. Lovely!
A real winner!
Hey, can I see it? Thank you. Guys?
Yeah?
This beret is made out of Jell-O.
So?
Nobody can wear this thing. It'll droop.
Berets are supposed to droop!
Trust me, it's not gonna work.
Harry, what do you
think? You're our older brother.
I don't know. Do you think
I have to agree with Steve on this one. Though an edible beret would have some advantages, it would probably be catastrophic in the rain.
What else do you boys have?
Show him the crown, Larry.
Yeah.
One crown coming up.
Isn't it a beaut?
Holy cow, look at this, Harry. That's some crowd. What is that, Jill? What is that, a ruby or something?
The biggest ruby in the world.
And this gold, how much is this crown?
$500,000.
You're not going to sell too many of these.
All we got to do is sell one.
I don't know if this hat thing is going to work for you.
Gary, show him my line of tiny hats.
Tiny hats?
Here's a hat for a cat.
Yeah, here's a hat for a rat.
And for a gnat.
We have a tinier hat.
It's a little gnat hat.
Do gnats need hats?
They do if it's raining.
I don't know, guys. I'm not sure if the hat business is really where you want to be.
Harry, what do you think?
Like our hats, yeah. Huh?
What do you think?
I think Steve may have a point on this one.
Then what are we going to do?
We're desperate.
We suck all our money into this.
Think about this. I'll give it some thought.
Sure, Harry. You are Harry, right?
Yeah, I'm Harry.
I think he's Harry.
Okay, before I play this next song that Harry and I sing together, I just want to talk about, there are a lot of references which I don't get, and others I do from this song that I'm about to sing. The song is from 1893. It's by Tom Conley and Henry Sayers, according to the internet. And it's called I've Been to Gay Paris. Now, some of these references are really weird. For instance, he says, I danced the oyster can. Now, I can't find this on the internet, but I think it's a type of can-can dance since he's in Paris when he does it. And the joke is he does it on the American plan, which should be a reference to World War I, but it was issued in 1893, so it can't be. I don't know. Then he finds himself in Kansas City on a ship that wouldn't sail, because, hello, Kansas is landlocked. I got that joke. And he finds himself in a hotel being plagued by bedbugs, which used to be more of a problem around the world until they started using stronger pesticides. Now, then he's at the Chicago World's Fair. 1893 is when the song came out, so that makes sense. And he's making a snarky comment about how expensive everything was when they charged him $1.50 for air. Could be a complaint in today's day and age. He gets into the corrupt politics of Tammany Hall with Boss Tweed and his reference to how the money flew. Though I don't know what he means when he sings, I never learned to sing after the ball. It's obviously a reference to something from that era or that time. It's just gone as far as I know. Also, he drinks lemonade made from a postal spade. I looked that up on the internet, and I actually used to have one. You put the two handles together and you dig a hole with it, and you put a post in there. And why would he drink lemonade made with a postal spade? Maybe it's like a big spoon and he's stirring it all up or something. I don't know. Must be a joke from that time, too. And he shoots snipe by electric light, which must have been a pretty new invention back then, so I guess that was pretty cool to say that. And if anyone has any more explanations on this song, let me know. I'd love to hear from you. In fact, I'd love to hear from you anyway. Okay, let's listen to it. I've been to Gay Paris.
Well, I've been to Gay Paris, where the wind at 3:30 comes strolling along where the boys belong, hollering and hollering, boom, yeah, and I've danced the oyster can.
What's that?
Upon the American plan.
What's that?
I shed big tears, but I got 3 years for stealing a couple of longhorn steers. Been down to Kansas City, I've been upon a spree.
Yeah,
I've been in jail and out on bail, and I've been on a ship that wouldn't sail.
Kansas is landlocked.
Ohio, and likewise Cameo, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, Louisville, and Buffalo, and I've been a real hard dude.
I believe it.
Sometimes rather crude.
Very crude.
I've been zapped, and I've been trapped for a year and a half. I felt like crap, and I've been in bum hotels.
Ooh.
Paid prices that were swells.
Expensive.
Been in bum beds, been fold and bled, chasing the bed bugs round my head.
Ouch.
I've often played baseball.
What position did you play?
I've been umpiring all.
I've been hit with bats and sticks and bricks. I'm thumped around in a terrible fix.
Spinning in Chicago, too.
The World's Fair.
In a place where the wind blows through.
1893.
Where I went to a fair where they cut my hair and they charged me $1.50
for air.
I went down to the track. On a horse I took a crack. Bet a ton or two on a horse I knew. But the horse dropped dead and never came through. I lived on pork and beans.
Oh, hobo.
And slept in room 13.
Bad luck.
I've been out at night and seen the sights and hypnotized by candlelight. And I've been to Salt Lake too.
What are the girls like?
It's the only place I knew.
Yeah.
Where the gals are beauties and they done their duties and they chew their gum called Tutti Frutti's. I went to
Indianapolis.
And stepped on a banana. And I slipped and fell.
Ooh.
And I hurt as well.
Ouch.
But the words I used I never can
Ooh,
tell.
Cursed.
Own an automobile.
Ooh, an old
Likewise,
one.
I owned a wheel.
Mm. I made a gold strike and I had a prize fight. And since that night, I've never been right. And I fought for the blue and gray.
Civil War!
And I slept on a bed of hay.
That must hate.
And I drove a mule and I taught in school. But I never could learn that golden rule. And I've been in politics too.
Ooh, where?
Oh, how the money flew. In Tammany Hall.
Boss,
I had a close call, but I never learned to sing after the ball. I drink red lemonade made from a postal spade.
What does that mean?
I shot snipe by electric light. And I marched with the Salvation Army at night. And I've been where I didn't belong.
And you've heard this lovely song.
But these are the facts, though I've made a few cracks. I'll get it in the neck where the chicken gets the axe. Oh, scooby da beep bop boo.
So, Harry's three brothers, Larry, Gary, and Barry, are all here in the studio. I'm making them all talk and controlling their mouth movements and everything. And they have a problem. Uncle Schmo had left them each $10,000 a while back, and, well, they pooled their money together and bought a hat factory. Only the hats that they're planning to sell aren't very marketable. A wooden fireman's hat, a beret made out of jello, hats for cats, rats, bats, and gnats, a crown worth $500,000. Guys, I don't think you have a very good business sense here.
Gary, show him the chapeau bleu.
Okay.
Doesn't that mean the hat made out of water?
We don't know.
I have no idea.
We don't speak German.
Gary, did you find it?
There's nothing in the hat box, but it's all wet.
Look, Harry, you're the older brother here. Did you come up with any ideas about how to save these guys from, you know, financial ruin?
Yes, I have, Steve. Guys, stop trying to design serious hats and start making silly hats. Hats that are designed to be funny.
That's not a bad idea.
Like a shoe hat. Looks like a shoe, smells like a shoe, sounds like a shoe, while you wear it on your head. It'll be a million laughs.
I don't know, Harry.
No, it's a great idea.
Or the hat of invisibility. Wear it, and you become invisible.
Is that possible?
No, but by the time the person realizes he or she are not invisible, they've done all these nutty things that everyone else will find very funny.
We like it!
How about a burping hat? You press a button, and the hat burps.
No, Harry, that's not very funny.
We like it!
Or a hat with a little window up on top, and in the window is Rapunzel screaming to get out.
That's not funny at all.
We like it!
If you like it, then you can start work on your comedy hats and get out of here. You're all getting too heavy for me anyway. Come on, everyone up.
Hey, watch it. Ouch. Whoops. Ow. Give me a minute here.
Take the hats and the boxes and go.
All right, but we'll be back.
We'll be rich for this idea. Yippee.
I'll call you guys later.
Bye.
Ciao.
Adios.
Okay. Hasta la pasta.
My knees are really aching. Man, your brothers are heavy.
Hey, Steve, family reunions can be painful as well as joyous.
They're not my family.
Sure they are. Aren't I your son?
No.
Well, I'm your something, which means we're all related.
You're my dummy.
Aha! So then, they're your step-dummies.
I suppose. I never thought I'd have step-dummies.
So we're all family, Steve. Hey, look, Steve, they left one of the hats. Oh, and look, here's a card. It says, Dear Harry and Steve, for all your help and advice, we're giving you this hat to wear. Thank you again, Gary, Larry, and Barry, my brothers. Look, Steve, the hat has a button on the side.
Don't press it, please.
Come on, Steve. You know this program doesn't work like that. Look, do I look smart in it?
You'd be smarter if you didn't push the button.
Oh, Steve, how could one little button...
Oh, let's make it quick. Patreon.com/Steve Charney. Visit the website, become a patron of my show, and just as the advertisers always promise you, all your worries will be over, you'll get all the money you want, you'll be good looking, and you'll live forever.
W. KX.
What was it?
BST.
MFY.
Oh, boy. Well, we finally got the room a little straightened up here. Believe her, an exploding hat.
I'm sorry, Steve. That's what my brothers left me.
Your brothers have left with their designed hats.
Right, Steve. I got a question for you, though. You were making us all talk, right?
Yeah.
How could you make us all talk at the same time the way you're doing that?
I don't know. I'm just, I guess, a really good ventriloquist.
You must be good. Your lips were moving. I saw your lips moving a bit.
Well, I'm sorry. It's hard to make four dummies talk and not keep your lips moving once in a while.
All right, I'll let you have it.
Someday I'm going to break that exploding sound effect, too. You know that, don't you?
Right. You almost did it this time, and I whisked it away from you.
Yeah, right. You love that explosion.
I just find it amazing that you could sit here and have a conversation with yourself like this, just changing your voice back and forth.
Yeah, well, that's my job.
I know, it's a strange job, Steve. You're sitting here all by yourself. I'm not even really here. I'm not a figure. I'm just you changing your voice.
It's in everybody's mind, including mine.
Not in my mind.
It's not in your mind, because you don't even exist. You're not even real. You're fictitious.
All right, don't remind me. You know how depressed I get when that happens. You always say that to me, and then I go into my truck, and I sulk for, like, days.
Sorry.
You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, TuneIn, Google Play. You can look at it on my YouTube channel and, of course, on patreon.com/Steve Charney, where you can become a patron of the show for $1 a month. And Conversations with My Dummy is produced and written and everything else by me, though today was written with my co-writer, Kelly Kinyon, and excellent job she did too, shall I say. Christine Lavin, thanks a lot for being a guest. My website is stevecharney.com. You can contact me through there. It also has info about my live stage shows and all the stuff I have for sale, books and CDs, my bio. It goes on and on. And check out Facebook too, Stephen Harry, Conversations with My Dummy. Like it. That'll be nice. And also on Twitter. And if you like this podcast, spread the word around, man. And how, you know what the meanest animal in the world is?
No, what, Steve?
The two-headed platypus. It has a head on one end, and it has a head on the other.
Wait a second. If it has a head on one end and a head on the other, how does it use the bathroom?
It doesn't. That's why it's so mean.